Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Great.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are doing a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Just need to ask you a couple questions. Will you prefer to take this, let me see, the survey in English, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you, sir. What is your zip code?
12463.
12463.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yep.
All right, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
51.
All right, thank you. Let's see. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race? White, black, or
White.
African American? All right, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or
Independent.
independent? Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably Democratic.
Okay, thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change in on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Nine.
And 9, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
I'd vote for a dead dog before I'd vote for a Republican.
So you have Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F.
Miss
Kennedy Jr.
Harris.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but in the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote for your to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to you on your own view. First one is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second one shows, I am responsible against abortions, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the next one is, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I definitely lean closest to the first.
Okay, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think is best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortions, legality, leg legally, huh, sorry. An abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Next one, abortion is legal and available in with some restriction in New York. Next one is abortion is banned with a few
Number
exceptions in New
one.
York. Oh, okay, thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? Neither concerned or no, or unconcerned? Somewhat concerned? Very concerned?
Certainly somewhat concerned.
Okay, let's see. Thank you. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposal laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protests the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot? Heard some? Heard a little?
Some.
Heard nothing else? Oh, okay, heard some. Thank you. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote as yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
Yes.
Or, okay, Yes, thank you. Here are the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on ballot in New York in November 2024, adds certain protection to the state bill of rights. The first one says, adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientations, gender, identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote no or yes on the ballot?
Yes.
Vote yes. Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe values behind your decision from the following list. The first one is quality. Next one, making decisions about your own body. Next one, responsibility to younger and future generations. Next one, safety. Next one, responsibility to women. Next one, freedom. Next one, empathy. Next one, control over your own life. Next one, rights. And last one, privacy.
Wow. There were so many there. personal rights.
Okay.
And the right to make your own decision about your sexual stuff.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Thank you. Let's see. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in the state this November make you less more motivated to vote or less? Oh, does it makes no difference in your motivation?
No difference.
Okay. Let's see. Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make you different in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
It would influence my vote.
Okay, so we have much less likely to vote for the candidate, somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate. It would make no difference. Somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate, or much more likely to
somewhat
vote for the
candidate?
More likely. Okay. If you learned that the candidate for the political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate? Much less likely to vote for the candidate. Somewhat
less likely to vote.
Okay. Thank you. to the best of your knowledge, Republicans, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exception? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws? Basically, what they have is, the first one is, want abortion to be legal and accessibly nationally. Second one, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions. Want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. Want a state.
The first choice.
Oh, okay. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exception, or want state to decide on their own abortion laws? You can select one. Do you think they want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally?
Yes.
Okay. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national
yes.
ban? Okay. To be legal and accessible nationally. Okay, thank you. Second one, next option right here we have is, when thinking about who to vote for the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinions on the issues?
Very.
Very, very important.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Very important.
Very,
very important. All right, thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda that the next president that outlines the conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restricts access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, estimating access to medication abortions, access through the mail. Based on what you read, how favorable or unfavorable will you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025? Do you feel very uncomfortable, unfavorable? Sorry.
Very uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Thank you. If you learned that the candidate for the political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does
I would never vote for them.
Okay, let's list my okay. Thank you. Now, here are some statements that are made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So the first one is right here. The first statement, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. In voting for Republican, who will protect these unborn babies? Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing?
It's
very
bullshit.
Not a convincing reason at all?
It doesn't even raise a flicker.
All right, thank you. And second statement, Americans want a common sense position on abortion. This is why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped on the victims of incest. Is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing reason? Not a very convincing reason? Not a convincing reason at all?
There's not a reason that a Republican can present that would make me support anything like that at all.
Oh, okay.
So you can fill in the next five questions the same way. I mean, I'm not going to support a Republican agenda on virtually anything. They don't have an agenda.
Okay.
They have an agenda of hate and retribution. That's not what we're about.
All right. Thank you. Do respect everything you say. Thank you, sir. And next one, this statement, abortion laws should be dedicated at the state levels. Voting for
there shouldn't be abortion laws. It should be a choice. It should be a matter of a woman's choice. There should be no abortion laws at all. It should be all about personal choice. That we're even arguing about this in 2024 is ridiculous.
Okay. I'm just going to finish reading this. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states.
I'm never voting for a Republican.
Not the president of Congress? Okay, so that's not a convincing reason.
Not
at all.
Ever, not ever in this lifetime.
All right, thank you, sir. Okay. So here are some, I'm going to the next one then. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote on the Democratic candidate and yes on the ballot measure. So the first statement, if if Republicans wins in this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban of abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballots passing the abortion measure and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Is this a very convincing reason? Oh, okay, thank you, sir. Next statement: for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decision that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measures to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Is that a very convincing reason? Okay, thank you, sir. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
9.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but this November 2024 elections for presidents were held today. For whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein.
Ms. Harris.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or are you undecided, or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, election for U.S. Congress will hold today. For whom would you vote? For your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Next one is, we are in the last questions. What is the highest level of school you have completed on your highest or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single? Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, okay. Do you consider yourself as one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something?
Heterosexual. Like
thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican,
Biden.
Someone else? Oh, okay, thank you. And the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
70.
Okay. That's a pretty good number. All right. Let's see. All right. So that will conclude our survey. I would like to thank you once again for taking your time and answering those questions. And also some of the questions were a little bit repetitive. Thank you for answering those questions once again. Thank you, sir.
No worries. Take care.
You too. Take care.
Bye.